Nearly 1,300 rape kits sit untested at the Seattle Police Department. They go back nearly 10 years. Under a new policy announced yesterday, SPD will get all of those kits tested for DNA.
I was surprised. I assumed that they had some, but that's a pretty big number.
That's Mary Ellen Stone. She's the executive director of the King County Sexual Assault Resource Center. She told me why she pushed for this policy change.
Rape kits are one of many pieces of evidence that law enforcement is going to look at to investigate whether a crime occurred. And we don't ever expect law enforcement to use all the evidence that they may be gathering, whether it's fingerprints or other things from the crime scene. They don't. It's not practical for them to use all of the evidence. And in that sense, the rape kit is just one piece of evidence. But it's a different kind of evidence because it requires the victim to go through a lengthy process. It's more personal. While we wouldn't say you need to test and look at every single piece of evidence, this is a piece of evidence that is unique, that requires people to really step forward and put themselves out. And so in that sense, I think it just makes sense to test everything.
What's your understanding of why these rape kits weren't tested in the first place?
There has been an assumption that it may not be as valuable or important to test kits where the victim knows who the offender is. That's going to be the majority of rapes. In any community, the victim knows who the offender is. So I think there has been a sense that we don't need to test those kits because we know who the perfect person was. What we're finding more now is that there's more evidence coming out to say that people who assault people that they know or have come to know, say in a social setting, may not stop at assaulting one person. They may assault a number of other victims. So there is a value to getting those kids tested in the thought that other victims may be identified as having been victimized by this one person.
I'm talking with Mary Ellen Stone. She's the executive director of the King County Sexual Assault Resource Center. We're talking about the Seattle Police Department's announcement that it will test for DNA in all of the rape kits it's collected. Nearly 1,300 rape kits currently sit untested at the Seattle Police Department. And Mary Ellen, you acknowledge that rape kits are one piece of evidence. And it's possible that testing a backlog of these rape kits won't actually resolve many unsolved crimes. Why do you think it's important to test these kits anyway?
You're right, Jeannie. It's possible that it won't resolve any crimes. The fact that there was such a large number of untested kits, it is perceived as being what victims went through wasn't important, that victims' decision to report wasn't important. So I think as a way to send a very clear message that reporting's important and Seattle Police Department takes those reports really seriously, I think the most concrete way to send that message is to say we're going to go back and test these kits.
And once they are tested by the state crime lab, what's, aside from sending a message that what happened is important and what these victims went through matters, what do you think the direct impact on victims of sexual assault is?
In some cases, law enforcement may decide that they have enough information to move this on to the prosecutor. So it's possible that additional cases will move to the prosecutor for a charging decision. The other impact it could have is that some sense of closure, perhaps, for victims. It could be that people are feeling like, well, at least I, as a victim, did everything that I could do. I made the report. And the information that I provided, both verbally and in participating in a rape kit exam, that was used fully. And I think that can have some positive effect on victims.
Mary Ellen Stone is executive director of the King County Sexual Assault Resource Center. KUOW reporter Amy Radel has been following this story today. She met with Seattle Police Department officials this morning. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Over the past decade, the Seattle Police Department collected nearly 1,700 rape kits, but only 365 kits were tested by the state crime lab. What did you learn about why the majority of rape kits collected by the Seattle Police Department weren't being tested?
Basically, they explained that they test it when they are trying to figure out the identity of the rapist or if there's a criminal case going forward. And a lot of rape cases do not go forward because what they told me that the victim recants, they can't reach the victim. So the situation here seems a little bit different from some other agencies around the country. There's been kind of this concerted nationwide campaign to get police departments to pay and clear the backlog and get all these rape kits tested. And there were some really heartrending stories in the press about women saying they were told that, you know, the police department couldn't afford to get their kit tested. They couldn't afford to pursue their case. It wasn't as high of a priority. I talked to them today and they said that's just not the case here. They don't have victims who are calling them and asking about the status of their case. These are just cases that have fallen apart or else the identity of the rapist has not been the question. And so they felt like getting that DNA just wasn't the crucial part of the case.
So then why is the SPD changing its policy?
They still decided that this would really be the best possible way to solve the maximum number of cases. And this came from Captain Deanna Nolette, and she oversees the Special Victims Unit at SPD.
We basically got a new chief in the department. I was assigned to oversee the unit about 8 months ago. And I think part of taking over command of a department or a unit is you look at all the policies and procedures and figure out if what we're doing is the gold standard or the best practices. And I think that we recognize that there was room for improvement.
So on one hand, she felt like Seattle didn't necessarily deserve to be part of this hall of shame of police agencies that aren't doing their best on this. She said one reason they were grouped in was because they responded to the public disclosure requests that groups had filed seeking this information. So they answered the question, therefore they got included in the answer. But she also clearly says Chief O'Toole decided to look at this again. So there's new leadership there. And she just said, you know, it still could yield valuable information and they might be able to add to one case or prevent one case by getting these tested. They don't know when the results will be available from all of these kits, but it could still add to prosecutions going forward.
Well, so once all of these kits are tested, what happens to the results? What happens to the results of the DNA tests?
The DNA is entered in a national database. And one reason that they gave previously for not getting some of these kits tested was because people are going to have their DNA in a database, even though they were never charged with a crime. But she said that as they educated themselves more on that issue, they learned that the people's names are not entered in the database. It's just the DNA profile, if I understood it correctly, and that, you know, potentially then, you know, as Mary Ellen Stone talked about, if there's somebody who has repeated this behavior, you know, maybe it will be valuable to an investigator somewhere to find that DNA match in the future and say, oh, wow, you had a case, you know, back in Seattle where, you know, somebody said that you did something similar. So they decided that having that information is worth it, even though these aren't people who were convicted of rape.
Now, you mentioned that there are a lot of questions in terms of having this DNA tested. They don't know when they'll get the results back. They don't know if any prosecutions will result. Aside from that, does SPD have any expectations for having all of these kits tested?
Again, you know, she kind of just said that they do think that there's going to be some value in it. And, you know, going forward, they can just promise that if you submit a kit, it will be tested. That might change how crimes are approached. I guess I was just surprised to learn that so many people go through the process of submitting this kit. And then the majority of these cases, you know, don't go forward for whatever reason.
How much does it cost to test these kits?
Some of the estimates in the press have been very expensive, like $500 to $1,500. Captain Nolette said that might be when you have to hire an independent firm to do that test for you, which could really add up, especially for a small police department. In Washington State, it's less because we have the state crime lab. They estimate it's maybe $250 to $500. So it is less. And so cost shouldn't be an issue for any police department in Washington because they can go to the crime lab. Of course, the crime lab, the state dollars pay for that. Maybe it sounds like some new federal funding is becoming available as part of this general campaign. Maybe, you know, that's something that the state will need to take advantage of. But at least for the police departments of Washington, hopefully that's not a barrier for them.
Amy, thank you for talking with us.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Amy Radel is a reporter for KUOW. She just got back from talking with officials at the Seattle Police Department. Yesterday, SPD announced it will begin testing DNA in all of its rape kits. Currently, nearly 1,300 kits sit untested at the Seattle Police Department. This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Jeannie Yandel.